Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A man is dead, four people are hurt after fire quickly spread through a home in Newark this morning.
This three-story house here on Summer Avenue consumed with fire just before 6 in the morning. The family inside in the dark racing out. Some, though, remaining trapped on the second and third floors and had to jump. One man was killed, another seriously hurt. Living across the street, Jackie Perez couldn't believe what she was seeing.
I want to say about five people outside. There were two that I know of that were inside still.
It was back.
They were screaming, they were asking for help, and there was no way of getting in.
The Red Cross here to assist about a dozen people that have been displaced and certainly help them cope with this unbearable tragedy. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Newark.
Going to really feel like fall tomorrow, but not today. Let's get the latest from AccuWeather and meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Yeah, we're soaring towards a record. Already 78 in Central Park, but some of the other thermometers, it's already 81 at LaGuardia, 82 already in Newark right now. And we're looking at smashing some of these records today, tying the one in the city near 90 degrees. We could see a shower thunderstorm move through later this afternoon, and then some rain moves in tonight. And temperature's going to drop precipitously tonight into tomorrow, drop into the 50s and stay there all day tomorrow, Larry. A chilly, raw day with some brisk winds and some rain and drizzle tomorrow. And it's not going to warm up very fast as we get into the weekend. Temperatures stay in the low 60s on Friday and Saturday. We'll keep you up to date as these big changes occur right here on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
A man who was hit in the face at short range by a T-shirt fired from a T-shirt cannon at a Mets game this summer is suing the team. The lawsuit says Alex Swanson was standing near the railing at the Pepsi porch at Citi Field when the incident occurred, causing severe retina damage that left him nearly blind. His lawyer, Dustin Levine, spoke with WFAN's Boomer and Geo this morning.
The gun misfired. It misfired. Either it was a malfunction or it was just misused. And instead of being aimed straight up in the air, he aimed it at almost 90 degrees. Into my client's face from about 15 to 20 feet away.
Swanson says he wants T-shirt cannons banned. In Houston, a woman is suing the Astros, saying she suffered a shattered finger because of a T-shirt cannon. Winds News Time, 10:08. Breast cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed in women in the United States. But fewer women are dying from it. The National Cancer Database shows that the breast cancer death rate has been falling consistently since 1989. Improvements in early detection and treatment are commonly used to explain the decline, but that's not been proven. Most of the gains have been seen in white women. The breast cancer death rate is 40% higher in black women, despite a slightly lower incidence rate. Walmart has become the latest store to halt sales of the popular heartburn treatment Zantac. The FDA has warned that the active ingredient in the drug has been found to contain low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical. CVS Health, Walgreens, and Rite Aid have already pulled Zantac products from their shelves. A new study emphasizes the need for a good night's sleep. It found that sleeping less than 6 hours a day can actually lead to the development of artery disease and death related to cardiovascular disease. Researchers found that those especially at risk are middle-aged adults with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or existing heart disease. The study says sleep is necessary for the body to release hormones designed to repair cells and build tissue in the body and the brain. A child has been rushed to Jacoby Hospital after being bitten by a pit bull this morning. It happened just after 8 at Forster Place in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. The girl was reportedly bitten on the neck and face. A neighbor tells Channel 7 he used a bat to beat the dog to get it to release the girl. Lock it into 1010 Winds for more on the story as it develops. On 14th Street in Manhattan this hour, Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg is leading a discussion of new rules of the road on that thoroughfare. Despite legal challenges from residents near 14th, the city tomorrow begins implementing its busway plan. An appellate court last Friday refused to block it. Cars are essentially banned from the road between 3rd and 9th Avenues from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Buses and trucks will be given priority. The goal is to improve bus service on one of the city's slowest routes. This is officially a pilot program scheduled to run for 18 months. Two teenagers are presumed dead after going into the ocean at Rockaway Beach yesterday and not coming out. A third teen was rescued.
These three boys went into the rough surf off Beach 96th Street just after 3 p.m. yesterday, swimming together, but immediately getting pulled out and under. Surfers heroically did what they could to try to help. Liz Weiner, one of them, who helped rescue one of the 15-year-old boys.
Like a very panicky, stressed call for help, and we weren't sure. And I asked Alana, are they saying help? And so we paddled over, and then we saw his head above water, and he looked very scared, and he was being pulled further and further out.
The other boys, 15 and 16, could not be found despite 90 minutes of effort from police, fire, and Coast Guard teams that raced here. They had to stop their try because it was just too dangerous. Now, families gathered here overnight, though, hoping for a miracle. But now, again, this is a recovery operation. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at Rockaway Beach.
Police in Ramsey are advising residents of Bergen County to pay close attention to their checking accounts. It seems thieves have been doing some mailbox fishing. They're using glue mouse traps and sticky soda bottles to fish out personal checks from the mail. Once they hook a check, the crooks either cash them or use them to create counterfeits. Police say it's safer to use electronic bill payment. There's now word of casualties in the crash of a World War II-era B-17 outside Bradley Airport near Hartford this morning. The Hartford Courant reports at least two people were killed. It's unclear how many people were on board. There was heavy smoke from the crash site. Bradley Airport has been closed since the crash. The New England Air Museum is near the airport.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.